Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm popping in really quick. This is like 5 p.m. Monday. My nanny is about to leave, but I just have had the wildest day and I wanted to come on here and share it with you guys for a couple of reasons. One, we're heading into a new year. We are going to be faced. We basically have a blank slate and anything can happen to us in the next 12 months. And I am being so expanded already 6 days into the month. Like so much has happened in the last 6 days. From our business hitting insane metrics that we didn't anticipate this early on in the year to having to let go of employees. And it's not the fun aspect of being an entrepreneur. And there is so much duality to having a business, especially if you have more than one business. It's like, holy crap. Sometimes it's like, you don't feel like you can come up for water. One minute you're like, oh my God, this is the best day of my life. The next minute you're like, this is so freaking hard. Why did I sign up for this? And the last 6 days have really just reminded me that there is so much priming that has to happen in order for us to reach our goals. There is so much forging that has to happen. I posted in my Facebook group, like the 2019 version of Stephanie Wigner would not have been able to handle today in general. Not the opportunities I was presented with, not the obstacles I was presented with. Like she would have crumbled. She would have been like, this is too much. I'm stressed out. She would have freaked out. And like 2025, Stephanie is like, oh, this is so much freaking fun because I've learned to look at every single adversity or obstacle that I've been faced with as an opportunity. You know, letting go of an employee or a person who wasn't fully aligned with my vision for the company allowed like a handful of opportunities to fall into my lap. And that's really what I want to leave you with today is like, what decisions are you sitting on that you're not making out of fear or scarcity because you're scared what the outcome is going to be? And how much are you delaying your success? How much are you delaying the inevitable? How much are you putting off what needs to happen? And you're saying no to other opportunities that are just knocking on your door, ready to come through, ready to bless you, ready to give you more abundance than you can possibly imagine. I've already done interviews today for the new position that we're hiring for. I've already met with one of my team members at the office. I do one-to-ones with each team member once a quarter to make sure I can keep a pulse on the practice, especially with me being removed some. And that went well. It actually went over our allotted time. She was super excited to have the one-on-one time with me. And it just reminded me like, I need to make sure I'm still pouring in a ton to my team at the office as well. My day has been full of ups and downs, like the craziest ups and downs. We've had three people join 90-day sprint in the last like 12 hours. Super freaking pumped. Anytime that happens, I just get like chills all over my body because I'm so excited about the opportunity to dive into their businesses and help them. We are planning for our pop-up this weekend, but the whole country is getting hit with snow. And Texas, y'all can't handle snow, apparently, even a measly 3 inches. So I now am trying to figure out what we're going to do for the pop-up. I'm hoping that our flight goes out. I know Jersey's good. We got 4 inches of snow today and nobody's blinked an eye, nothing closed. So I know we'll be able to get out. I don't know what it's going to be like when we get there in Dallas, but I'm hoping for the best. You know, everything is always working out for me. And I know if there's a snowstorm, we're meant to learn something from that, right? I'm just praying for the safety of all of my guests that are coming, that are traveling. It's an intimate pop-up. So we only have about 40 clients coming, but still most of them are traveling, even if it's a drive. So I'm hoping that they're able to get there. And again, like 2019, I would have been so stressed over this, but I literally laughed at it today. I'm like, of course, why not? Like challenge me, like forge me, help me become the kind of leader that makes really, really quick decisions. Help me become the kind of leader that says no to things that aren't serving me. Help me become the kind of leader that's going to show up for my team even when it's hard and have the difficult conversations, even if I don't want to. Help me become the kind of leader that is able to create and vision plan a trajectory from 5 years from now and make those kind of decisions now in this moment. Because the decisions that I'm making for my companies right now are not to impact us in 2025. They're to impact us in 2026, 2027, and beyond. And I just think you need this reminder that there is so much duality to life. I actually hear Jet coming up the stairs now. So there's duality, right? I'm being a mom and I'm being a business owner and a podcaster. Like, nothing is easy. I try to share as much behind the scenes as I can to let you guys know that I'm getting my ass kicked on a regular basis too. But I'm still showing up day in and day out because you know a bitch don't quit. And you know that we are being primed. We are being primed to become the people that we need to be so that we can get every freaking goal that we said we wanted. You want $1 million practice? Are you willing to go through the shit to get there? You want to have a second home in California on the beach? Are you willing to become the kind of person that has the capability to generate that much wealth to be able to become that? You want to be able to travel to Europe for 3 months? Are you willing to become the kind of person who can manage teams so well that the team runs without you? We can want all freaking day, but unless you're willing to go through the shit that's going to allow you to become the person that you need to be to actually reach the goal, it's never going to happen. I love you. I'll see you next week. Hey there. Do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.